The following is an evening lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on June 4th, 2018, in Mauritius.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming out tonight. Translation. This is not an ordinary social gathering. This is a program that will connect us with God. It's not that I'm God, you're God, and we're all God. God is the Supreme Person who is the source of all existence. He has unlimited names, unlimited qualities, and unlimited pastimes. Some call him Ram. Some call him Nishinga. Some call him Allah. Some call him Jehovah. But of all the many names for God, the one name that is most powerful and most potent is the name Krishna. Why the Krishna name is so important? Because of its meaning. Krishna means all attractive. So every name of God describes one of His attractive features. Just like Rama describes Him as the supreme enjoyer. Nishringa has a meaning, Vamana has a meaning, Allah has a meaning, Jehovah has a meaning. All these various names have different meanings. But the name Krishna, it includes all the meanings of all the other names. Therefore, Krishna is the one name, you see, that everyone can chant. The Christians can chant Krishna. The Muslims can chant Krishna. The followers of Ram can chant Krishna, you see. Because all these various names are all included within Krishna. So if you chant, let's say you're a Muslim, if you chant Hare Krishna, you become the best Muslim. If you're a Buddhist, you become the best Buddhist. If you're a Christian, you become the best Christian. If you're a Hindu, you become the best Hindu. Because the name Krishna is the supreme name for God. There we have a movement. The Krishna consciousness movement. And we, how many are here tonight are members of the Krishna consciousness movement? Raise your hand if you're a member of ISKCON. Okay. So maybe about half, or a little over half. Very good. So we'd like to invite the rest of you to also join ISKCON and be a part of our movement, you see. Because this is the movement that's actually going to bring peace and happiness to the whole world. It will bring peace and happiness to you. It will bring peace and happiness to your family. And it will bring peace and happiness to the whole world. So what is the science behind this movement? It's not simply some sentimental religious movement. We are teaching the science of God, you see. If you just talk about religious belief, you see, my religious belief and your religious belief may be different. We talk science, however, there's no difference. It's like 1 plus 1 plus equals 2 is the science of mathematics. It's true in Mauritius. 1 + 1 = 2 in Mauritius. In India, 1 + 1 = 2. In the United States of America, 1 + 1 = 2. You see. Whatever is science, that's true everywhere, you see. So we are teaching you, in the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we teach the science of God. Doesn't matter if you're a Christian, a Hindu, a Jew, a Sikh, a Jain, whatever you may be, there is one science of God. In our Krishna Consciousness Movement, we have Hindus, we have Christians, we have Muslims, you see. Just like I'm from a Christian family, for example, you see. And also we have Muslims in our movement, you see. Actually, one very famous Muslim.
You see.
What was that? Haridas Thakur? Haridas Thakur, he was Muslim, you see. So it doesn't matter what your religion is, there is one supreme religion that includes all the religions. And that we are teaching you. That Krishna is teaching us. And by our repeating purely what Krishna says, we are teaching you this science. Tonight we're going to look at a particular verse from chapter 3 of the Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 3 is called Karma Yoga. I have chosen a particular verse. Actually, my wife chose a particular verse tonight. Guru Mata, they call her. Text number 21. Yajna tadati shrestas tattadevetaro jana sayat pramanam kurute lokas tadanavartate. Translation. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow, and whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Krishna is stating actually a general psychological principle. Even those who are materially great attract followers. But the materially great do not perform exemplary acts. Only the saintly great persons are the ones who perform exemplary acts. So in our Krishna Consciousness Movement, specifically ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, our founder Acharya is His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharja Astatarajada Shishi Maresi Bhakti Vedanta Tridanti Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. You left out part of it, but that's okay. I get a rather long version. Prabhupada is a great, great acharya. And because Prabhupada was a great acharya, now this movement is producing great acharyas. You see. If you follow a great acharya, you become great acharya. It's very simple, you see. If you follow nonsense, you become nonsense. If you follow Acharya, you become Acharya. So how do you follow Acharya then? You see? Prabhupada's books are telling us how to follow, you see. You chant Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. You give up sinful activities. You don't eat meat. You give up fish and eggs. You don't take intoxicants. Even caffeine we avoid. You don't need caffeine. It makes you hyper. You see. It's unnatural, not necessary. We don't gamble. We use sex like it's only producing saintly children. We don't have illicit sex, you see. So in this way, if you chant Hare Krishna, and you follow these principles, you become Acharya also. And by your influence, you can make other people into Acharyas. In this way, we can make a spiritual revolution in this country. By these principles of bhakti, we can turn this island into a paradise. So we're asking you all to please join us in this Krishna consciousness process. Read these books of Prabhupada. You can get the books from us. Mold your life according to these books. Take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. Make your life a success, you see. What does success mean? It means Purna Janma Divijate, you will not take birth again in this material world. You may not remember it, but you have been rotating in the cycle of birth and death for millions of lifetimes. There are 800,000 different species of life. And we have been wandering through all these species for millions and millions of times, you see. Sometimes a human, sometimes a dog, sometimes a demigod, sometimes a fish, sometimes a snake, sometimes a tree, sometimes a mosquito. We've been wandering through all these species of life. Reincarnation. Now, by God's grace, those of us sitting in this room tonight, we have gotten a human form, which is the facility to get out of the cycle of birth and death. So please do not use your human form to imitate the animals. Simply eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Kindly use this human form that God has given you to re-establish your loving relationship with Him. That will bring you a perfect happiness. You will find perfect peace of mind. And even death will not be fearful. Because when you reconnect with God by reviving your loving service to Him, Death means you just walk from one room to the other room. That's all it is. Because you fully realize that you are not your material body. You fully realize you're an eternal spiritual being. And the body is just a garment you're wearing, that's all. Today you're wearing a blue shirt. Tomorrow you're wearing a red shirt. You're not that shirt. You're not that shirt. You're simply wearing it. So now you're wearing this particular body. It's a garment you're wearing, that's all. That body is not you. It is simply a garment you're wearing right now. The time of death, you changed garments, that's all. Now, if you have learned how to give your love to Krishna, if you have learned how to revive your loving relationship with Krishna, when you leave this present material body, you will not get another material body. You'll wake up in the spiritual world in your eternal spiritual form that never gets sick, never gets old, and never dies. However, if you have not revived your loving relationship with Krishna through the process known as bhakti yoga or devotional service, you will take birth again in another material body. And this will go on lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So it's your choice, ladies and gentlemen. Would you rather have a material body that gets sick, gets old, and dies in your next birth? Or would you rather have a body that's eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, and never gets old, never gets sick, and never dies? The choice is yours. It doesn't matter what your government says. Doesn't matter what your teachers say. Doesn't matter what your friends say. Your parents say, your kids say. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It's simply up to you. The onus is on your shoulders. What do you want in your next birth? Krishna says, those who take shelter of him, punar janma navidyate, they never take birth again. So I have come here tonight for one purpose. And one purpose only. I am come to invite you to come back to the spiritual world. I come to you as a representative of Krishna to invite you all to come back to your home. Mauritius is not your home. You may think it's your home, but you're wrong. It's not your home. Your actual home is in the spiritual world with Lord Krishna. And I have come to you as his representative to invite you to come back. Why are you wandering here in the cycle of birth and death as a runaway? You've run away from home. Your father, Krishna, wants you to come home. Why have you run away from home? Do you think you can be happy away from your home? So please come home. And the method of coming home is a spiritual awakening within the heart. That's why we chant Hare Krishna. This is a magic mantra. This mantra is an airplane that will carry you back to the spiritual world within your heart. We encourage you to chant it often. We encourage you to chant it every day, as much as possible. In fact, those of us who have taken this seriously, we chanted our japa mala beads every day, a minimum of 1,732 repetitions of the Hare Krishna mantra. We're serious about this chanting process. And we're tasting great happiness because of this. We're experiencing freedom from all anxieties. So we're inviting you to join us on this pathway. Please don't punish yourself by remaining in material consciousness. I'm begging you, please come back to Krishna. So, any questions? Why did the other Muslims not follow Haridas Thakur, who was also a Muslim? Because they were stupid. Damn stupid. There are many Hindu priests who have proclaimed themselves acharyas. Beware of self-proclaimed gurus. Beware of self-proclaimed gurus. Nowadays, it's a very good business to say, I am a guru, and you become my disciple, you give me dakshina, you see. Unfortunately, in modern day world, there are more cheating so-called gurus than there are bona fide gurus. I know, because I was initiated by a bogus guru. I had to pay a fee to get my mantra. That was my mantra. I was told I didn't have to give up anything. I could drink, I could have sex, whatever, eat meat, it didn't matter. I could have McDonald's hamburgers, do whatever I want. Just got to pay $30 and chant Aing. He was known as Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. But I call him Maharishi Mahesh Bogi. So beware of these bogus gurus. You need to take shelter of a spiritual master who is coming in disciplic succession. That means you have to find a guru who is a disciple of a bona fide spiritual master. Who is back all the way to Krishna. Our society is led by political leaders who are corrupt and involved in many illicit activities. What is the fate of the people who are following such so-called leaders? If you follow those who are going to hell, you also go to hell. You elected them. It's your fault. We need saintly leaders like Parikshit Maharaj. Some people think that ISKCON movement is a sect. How we convince them that they are wrong? Krishna consciousness is presenting the essence of religion that applies to every living entity throughout all of existence. Therefore, it is not a sect. Is death painful? Death is horribly painful for someone who thinks I am this body. But for devotee, as we say in English, it's a piece of cake. It's like getting on the airplane and going to Vrindavan, you know. It's like taking off on an airplane. Yeah?
It's not only painful for the person who is leaving the body, it's painful for the surrounding.
Yeah, the whole family becomes in pain. Yeah. What is missing in nowadays political leaders compared to Maharaj Parikshit? Krishna consciousness. What is the purpose of human life? To become a pure devotee and go back to Godhead. If someone surrenders to Krishna, should he stop worshipping other demigods? Actually, those who surrender to Krishna are automatically worshipping every living entity through all of existence. There's no reason to do any separate pujas for any demigods, because you're already worshipping them better than the demigod worshippers. Please enlighten us a bit about Purushottamas and how to observe it. Well, I've been routinely answering this, that for me, every month is Purushottamas. Because Purushottamas means the time to increase your bhakti. So for me, every month is Purushottamas. Why only increase your bhakti once every 3 years for a few weeks? Doesn't make sense to me. You must always be increasing your bhakti. That is the real purport of Purushottama month. Why is it so difficult to get detachment from material life, family, property, etc.? Because we are very, 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 very stupid, that's why. So now you become intelligent. You hear from guru, you hear from sadhus, and this way you become intelligent. Why do bad things happen to good people? Because they're not really good. They're actually bad, they just appear to be good. Everybody gets their karma perfectly. Bad people get bad karma, Good people get good karma and transcendental people get no karma. Good people do not get bad karma. Only so-called good people get bad karma. They're not really good people, that's the point. They say, well, we go to church every Sunday. Why our dog got run over by a car? We go to church every Sunday. But where do you go after church? You go to McDonald's, you so-called good people. Translate that. But where do you go after church? Where do you so-called good people go? You go to McDonald's hamburgers. And you think you're good people? Killing the cow? What kind of demon are you, you so-called good person? Eating your own mother, the cow? How to make spiritual progress together with all commitments that we have in our daily life. You put Krishna in the center. As Krishna says in the Gita, yat karoshi adas nasi yaj daposi dadasi yat yat tapashasi konteya tat kadashva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me.
Someone said that everybody is a Hindu here, no Christian. So you talked about the Christian.
But we have Hindus who are eating meat. So-called Hindus are eating meat. That's the point. Applies to Hindus also. They're eating chicken. You see? They're thinking, I'm a good Hindu. I don't eat cow. I only eat chicken. If you want to be good, you only take Krishna Prasad. Then you're a good person. Otherwise, you're bad. Even vegetarians get karma. You have to offer your food to Krishna before you eat. This is not what I say. This is what Krishna says in the Gita. Yajna shishta nashansa muchansa sarva kilbishai. The devotees of our Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which has been offered first for sacrifice. Others who eat food without offering it, when they sit down to eat, they are doing nothing but eating lumps of sin. Even your vegetarian food is lumps of sin if it's not been offered to Krishna first. Is it normal that I finish my 16 rounds in less than 2 hours? Well, those who have been chanting for many years, many decades, they may find they can chant faster than they did, you know. Just like let's say someone has been chanting for 50 years, their japa for 50 years. They may find that they can chant it in less than 2 hours and still chant it nicely. Because they've been chanting for 50 years, they just becomes more expert at pronouncing it. That's possible. It's not that you have to take 2 hours, that's not the rule. The rule is you have to hear and chant every syllable.
2 hours is for the beginners only.
2 hours in the beginning. But as you advance, you'll find if you can hear and chant every syllable in less than 2 hours. As you After a few decades, it naturally happened. How long does it take you to chant year round, Guru Mata? How long do you take usually?
I have no fixed time.
No fixed time, okay. Why members of ISKCON who know the four Bhagavad-gita principles still don't follow them? That means they're not really members of ISKCON. Well, let me clarify that. There's two things. There's members of ISKCON and devotees of ISKCON. You can be a member of ISKCON without following these principles. And we welcome you to become a member of ISKCON. You can attend our programs. You may not be able to follow all the principles in the beginning. That's understandable. But when you become a devotee of ISKCON, that's when you agree to follow the principles strictly. But members and devotees are both welcome. It's like Prabhupada started the life membership program, you see. And there was no requirement to follow the principles to be a life member of ISKCON. No requirement at all. It was encouraged, but not required. You could be an ISKCON life member without following the principle. So we encourage our members to follow the principles. Now those who take a diksha, they must strictly follow the principles. You see. Now he says there are couples who are devotees, but still there are lots of fights and even divorce in these couples. Well, that's not good. Divorce is not part of Vedic culture. See, you must never divorce. You must divorce is for materialists, not for devotees. When you get married, that's it. You just got to work it out. Don't give it up. Can you please explain the details, the duties of an ideal grihastha in Krishna consciousness? The same duty as everyone else. Chant 16 rounds, follow the principles. Plus, you must give all protection to your wife. And if there are children, you must give all protection to your children. Can you please explain what it does it mean to surrender to Krishna? Surrender to Krishna means, as Krishna says, the one who is my devotee is not my devotee, but the devotee of my devotee is my devotee. So surrender to Krishna means take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master and take his orders, your life and soul. That is surrender to Krishna. In Mauritius, traditionally, the Hindus are very much devoted to Durga and Shiva. Is it wrong to worship these demigods because they are also faithful servants of the Supreme Lord? If you worship them as devotees of Krishna, there's no harm. But if you worship them as the Supreme Lord, that is wrong.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita they have lost their intelligence.
Yeah, those who worship these demigods, the Supreme, Krishna says, Hritagan, you've lost your brains. Let me give you an example. Let's say you have a business, you see, a retail business. Now, the most successful retail businesses are the ones that are big enough to buy their product directly from the manufacturer. Just like in the U.S. where there's one retailer called Walmart. And they are so big, they buy directly from the manufacturer in huge quantities. And they make a huge profit. Now, a small businessman, he can't buy a large enough quantity to buy from the manufacturer. He has to buy from a middleman, a supplier. So he pays a much higher price. And he has a difficulty competing with Walmart. He can't. So demigod worshippers, they're buying from the middleman. And the devotees, they're buying from the manufacturer. Whatever the demigod may give you, they're getting it from Krishna. So why not go to the source and get it directly from Krishna? They can't provide anything. Everything, Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvalokamaheshvaram. Everything belongs to me. It's all my property. So whatever the demigod can give you, he has to go to Krishna to get it for you. And he takes his cut in the process, you see. So go directly to Krishna. That is intelligent. Because everything belongs to Krishna. So just go to Krishna, even if you have material desires, you see. But those who are intelligent, they don't go for Krishna for any material desire. They simply want Krishna and nothing else. Because when you have Krishna, you have everything. Yeah.
I was going to say that demigod worshippers are in the mode of ignorance. They do not know what is the purpose of human life. If they know the purpose of their life, they will never go to worship demigods. Purpose of human life is that we have to get out of the cycle of birth and death.
Vivre la vie, c'est
nous être stipulant,
c'est un cycle de l'amour et de sang.
And demigods cannot
give
that.
Et ça, demigods
cannot give. We all want moksha, but demigods cannot give us that.
Nous tous voulons moksha, mais les demigods ne sont pas capables de moksha.
So it's a waste of time.
C'est une perte de temps.
Our Muslim brothers are observing Ramadan. I like that name, Rama. That's nice. Ramadan. They rise early in the morning, perform the sadhana, but in the evening, moonrise, they break their fast and eat meat and flesh. Please comment. This is called Hati Snan, elephant bath. The elephant takes his bath and he gets out and he rolls around the dirt to dry off. Explain.
Are we doing any better than them? If we do better than them, then we can help others.
If it takes still 2 hours or more to chant 16 rounds, that means I'm not progressing. Not necessarily. Yeah, if you're taking more than 2 hours, it means your mind's going here and there, and looping the loop around the Milky Way. What are the principles of bhakti? The basic principles are hearing and chanting. If you focus on hearing about Krishna and chanting about Krishna as much as you can, 24 hours, and the other things will come automatically, remembering Krishna, being absorbed in worshipping Krishna, etc.
What about for
regulating principles? Translate what I
said.
In the hearing and chanting process, Prabhupada has given us these instructions. We chant at least 16 rounds of Japa Mala every day on the Japa Mala beads. And we strictly avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. By these principles, one can awaken pure love of God within the heart. Mauritius is already paradise. What does it need to transform it? Well, how many animals are being slaughtered here? They have slaughterhouses here?
Oh, yes.
How do you call that paradise? Is that your idea of paradise? Slaughterhouses? Liquor shops? People smoking cigarettes? What is a paradise?
Nobody is dying?
No one's getting sick? Nobody has an automobile accident and breaks their arm?
Nobody has to go to work for 8 to 16 hours a day. Just to pay their bills. How is it paradise? Paradise means you just think and everything is available for you.
It's just a matter of perspective, the questioner has stated. The fact is that if you have the proper perspective, you can be in paradise and anywhere in the material world, you can be in paradise if you have pure love of God awakened within your heart. You can even be in New York City and be in paradise if you're a pure devotee.
New York is not just for pure devotee, it can be a paradise, but why the transformation?
The fact is, this world is paradise for the pure devotee, but it's hell for the ones who are not pure devotees. So if you're a pure devotee who's qualified to see Krishna face to face, then it certainly is paradise for you. But it's not paradise for those who are in material consciousness. Therefore, those who are actually experiencing paradise within their heart, they are dedicated to giving paradise to everyone in this world. Paradise means Krishna consciousness. That is paradise. No birth, no death, no old age, no disease. A devotee of Krishna experiences his identity beyond birth, death, old age, and disease, even while he's situated in this present body. Therefore, he is living in paradise. And such a pure devotee, he wants to make everybody in this whole material world into a pure devotee. So they can also live in paradise. Krishna has forcefully fought against something maya, against, I can't make out the word, He fought against Maya, some kind of Maya. How can we not get attached to our dear ones? How to get rid of... looks like M-O-H. I don't know what this means. M-O-H. Fought against M-O-H. Maya. I don't know what M-O-H Maya is. Or... I don't understand the question. Sorry. Maybe they can clarify what kind of Maya they're talking about. There is a deep perception that the world is comprised of two-way karmic, one for the downtrodden, the other for the well-off. Is this our Krishna tied to build this world, something? These questions aren't very clear. This is not a quite clear one either. If you want me to answer, make it more clear. So the question, well, is one dry, and because these two, the last two didn't make any sense to me. And I'll be happy to answer them if they're clarified, but they're not clear. So, anybody have any more questions? Is everybody ready now to become the pure devotee of Krishna? Yes or no? Who would like to become the pure devotee of Krishna? Raise your hands. A lot of people haven't raised their hands. They're just sitting like this. All right. Some are just sitting like that. So if you don't want to become a pure devotee, we'll pray for you. Yeah. You want to stay in the material world and try to enjoy, we're praying for you. Yeah. May that day come when you realize that you need to become a devotee of Krishna and go back to his eternal abode, because there's no happiness that you will ever find in this material world. In this material, there is no paradise here. Krishna says, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartinarjuna Mam Upechita Konteya Punarjanmanavidyate. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, that includes Mauritius. All are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, Punar Janma Nivijate, never takes birth again. So you will not find paradise anywhere in this material existence. Unless you come to the position of being totally surrendered to this amazing person named Krishna. Lend me your beadbag. This amazing person, Krishna, was playing on his flute to attract the gopi girls and the cows and the demigods, the gopas, even the trees, even the rocks were attracted by his flute playing. You see? So just try to learn how to become attracted by Krishna's flute playing. So how do you do that? His flute playing has manifested in the form of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Just try to become attracted to this mantra. In that way, at the time of death, you will go back to Godhead and you will not take breath again in the material world. We thank you all very much for tuning in tonight. Is this question clarified over here yet? Is it clarified?
It's like a Mohamaya.
Mohamaya or Mahamaya? Mohamaya. Illusion. Moha is illusion. Maha is great. Mohamaya. Great. It's just another way of saying Maya. Okay. Okay, so I'll answer this one. Just the Moha Maya. Okay.
That is correct. Whoever asked the question.
Oh, Mo. Without the, yeah. He's fought against Maya, basically. How can we not get attached to our dear ones? Actually, who are your dear ones? And if you're actually Krishna conscious, who are your dear ones? Krishna is our dear one. Krishna's devotees are our dear ones. And all living entities being part and parcel of Krishna are also our dear ones. So when you become Krishna conscious, every single living entity becomes one of your dear ones. So becoming Krishna conscious does not mean you lose your family. It means your family gets bigger. That's all. You don't lose your family. Now your family has become much, much bigger. Even my material family, you see. I just wrote I have a cousin named Linda. We were children together when we were like 8 years old. So I remembered my cousin Linda. Today I sent her a video that I just made today in Mauritius. She really appreciates Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada told us that we should take very good care of our parents also and help them to become Krishna conscious. So my policy has always been to give Krishna consciousness to my brother, my sister, my parents, my uncles, all my relatives, to give them Krishna consciousness, not cut off the relationship. So that's our program. We don't cut off, we give Krishna, we don't cut off anybody, we give Krishna to everybody. Okay, we'll stop here and we thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Gaura Premanandi.